Boom. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, boom. One second. Your sidecar display. Yes, just please hold on. There's some connectivity issue here. Sorry. One minute, okay? Okay. ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदी नमो नमः। वेलकम बैक। इन द लास्ट क्लास व्हाइल द प्रीटेक्स्ट ऑफ हितोपदेश इज गोइंग ऑन वी लुक्ड एट सम ऑफ द संधि रूल्स एंड वी लुक्ड एट व्हाट इज कॉल्ड एज द अनुस्वार संधि। So in the Anuswara Sandhi, there is two rules that brings in the Anuswara. One is Padanta Makara. Padanta Makara becomes an Anuswara whenever a hal follows. This is one rule that we did yesterday. Padanta Makara. One second. Let's start today's note also. 032. Uttopadesha. So one first rule that we did is this: Padanta Makara, whenever a hal follows, it becomes a visarga. And the second rule we saw, which is again a rule which is for the apadanta, that is inside a word, the
this root. Visarga or anuswara?
Sorry, anuswara. Hmm? I'm sorry. Shamyatam. Okay.
We are paying attention to everything that you say.
I am paying attention to too many screens here. So, prone to errors. But should not be. I'll try my best. But thank you. Please do correct me. Okay. So, apadanta nakara or apadanta makara, whenever a jhal follows. Here is not a hal. Whenever a jhal follows, in that case also we will convert that into a anuswara. This anuswara happens to be an intermediate rule. In the sense, like, if the remaining condition doesn't exist, that is, if you're not making it parasavarna, it will remain an anuswara. Very similar to what we studied in visarga also. Visarga is also an intermediate form. Right? If something like a takara exists, then the visarga becomes sakara and it will remain sakara. Chakara exists, it becomes sakara and shakara. And then you'll get some scenario like that. Right? Visarga is intermediate. But when you put the comma, pause again, it'll come back to visarga. Here in this case, if it is a padanta makara, and you put a comma, the padanta makara will come back to become a makara. The anuswara will come back and become a makara. Okay, in the padanta. Whereas if it is apadanta, you cannot put a comma. You follow? In apadanta, you cannot put a comma after that anuswara. In the sense, you cannot put a pause after anuswara, because all the words of the pada, whenever it's a pada, that whole pada has to be said on its own. You cannot put a pause in between a pada. Correct? Okay, so that rule we saw. Then we also saw this rule, which is yai parasavanaha. When anuswara 8458, the anuswara is followed by a yai. Then it will become like the latter. This anuswara will become like a latter. This inside the word, it always happens. If it is apadanta, this will always happen. But if it's a padanta anuswara, then you try to convert to the latter optionally. That is 8459. Va padantasya. Another sutra that is after this 8458, which says at the end of the pada, the anuswara becomes like the para. Para means the latter. Savarna. Optionally. If it's at the end of the pada. That means the end of the pada is the makara. Remember, it was the anuswara of the makara. Then it will become like the latter optionally. For example, we saw tvam karoshi. You have two forms, tvam karoshi or tvam karoshi. So we saw this in the last class. Tvam karoshi and tvam karoshi. Any questions regarding this? No questions? That is good. Checking online, any questions? No questions. Okay, good. Okay, so then let us continue further in our Hitopadesha. One second. In? I'm not able to hear you. You have a microphone or the sound itself is getting muffled. You have a speak microphone? Oh, you have one. Okay. He himself has one. That is okay. Please.
The thing is, sometimes we have a fun.
Yes.
I don't know what the real task is, whether it's a change, because was it this one, or I don't know which one is the real one.
What do you mean by real one?
Meaning they both are correct, but what is typically found in past is this is like a more of a modern thing.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are two ways in which this will be written, you are saying, right? One will be the nakara followed by the kakara. The other is the nakara and the kakara is below that, right? I don't know what is the right name. First of all, it has nothing to do with Sanskritam. We say it is Devanagari. The lipi, the alphabet and the writing is Devanagari. And at Devanagari also, there are quite a few variations. Okay. And what happens is that Sanskritam was always meant to be a spoken language, right? So the Devanagari and the written thing would have been later, some latter format. And of course, you have manuscripts and others and all those forms, right? If you look at many of the manuscripts, you won't be able to even read it because the letters are so intangible. Okay, some letters are fine. Ah has got in a different shape altogether. But this is probably some modern day lipi is come about. But then the two coming together called glyph, okay, in the computer especially, okay, is actually an artifact of the fonts of the operating system. Okay. Usually when we learn to write, we learn to write one below the other. So it is more appropriate to have one below the other. But not necessarily. Sometimes it is one after the other also. Even in that also there are one after the other. There are multiple forms. Okay, for example, kta. Kta is again a variation. Sometimes it is ta before ka, sometimes ka before ta. When you join it together, it always is kta. Okay. So that type of a variation does exist in the fonts. But I think you have to go left to right and top to bottom. So when you go left to right and top to bottom, it will doesn't matter, right? So for example, you have something like Kartsnyam, okay. So Kartsnyam will be what? Kartsnyam, okay. So Kartsnyam. You see. So now left to right. So left is what? Left is takara, but no, don't take that. Top to bottom. So first take the top. Refa. So kar. Then left to right, takara, karth, sa, karth, nya, karth, nyam. Okay. So you always go from top to bottom and then left to right. Okay. So buddha, bu, da, dha, right? Buddha. So sometimes you will have something like this. Okay, I don't want to remove that space because it will immediately join. Or you'll have this. Again, top to bottom. Da and dha. Buddha. Okay? Okay, I hope that answers your question. Because once you do this top to bottom and left to right, you will not go wrong. Okay. सिद्धिस्साध्येसतामस्तु प्रसादात्तस्य दूर्जटेः जान्वी फेनलेखेव यन्मूर्ध्नि शशिनकला. Okay, I think I have the previous from the previous to the last class. Some of the shlokas typed up. So let me pull that up. So some of you, in fact, many of you did send me an email and I have added you to the group. Okay. I saw some emails yesterday also, which I have not added, but I will go ahead and add you to the group later. If any of you are missed, you please remind me to add you, okay? Because once I add you, you get a notification that you have been added. Okay, let us look at this shloka. Okay, we had one more shloka before this. Let me pull that also. Okay, and the previous sutra before shloka before this was yasya kasya pasutaha yasya kasya pasutopi gunavan pujyate naraha danur vamsha vishuddhopi nirgunah kim karishyati. That kim karishyati, okay, nirgunah kim karishyati. Let me pull that up. Nirgunah kim karishyati. This is what prompted me to the shloka, the sutras that we did, right? The sandhi rules. Kim karishyati becomes king karishyati, because anuswara will become like the latter optionally because it's padanta. King karishyati. Okay, but there I was telling you, in that scenario, if at all you have some word like this, sham karoti, or even shanta, right? Sham karoti iti sham, sham karaha becomes sham because it is a non-pada. Sham karoti, this kara is a pratyaya. Sham karaha. Okay, that karaha is our pratyayas. Those are suffixes. So it is inside the pada. So if it's inside the pada, it becomes sham. Sham becomes the non-padanta makara, right? Non-padanta makara followed by a jal. Kakara is a jal. It becomes an anuswara. Becomes shau, shau karaha. Right? This anuswara becomes like the parasavarnaha. Okay. Now the anuswara is followed by a yai. Kakara is a yai. That yai kakara, the kakha gaga na, it'll become what? Shang karaha. Shang karaha. That shang karaha, this, there's no optionality. So if you see a usage somewhere which is like this in Sanskritam, it is incorrect. Okay? You should not see that. There will be some usages like that, but it should be like this. Whenever a yai follows, this is the more appropriate. Shankara. Okay. In Hindi, this is okay. And that is why many people who are Hindi and Marathi and this languages, they end up writing it like this. And which is incorrect in Sanskrit. Okay. That I wanted to point out. But if it's a Padanta, Kim Karishyati, right? Kim Karishyati. Where is that? Kim Karishyati. Here it is. Kim Karishyati, it is okay. This is fine. Look at this Vamushaha. In Vamushaha, it is inside the Pada. Vamusha Vishuddhaha. Let us look at this one. Vamusha Vishuddhaha. It is inside the Pada. Then is it incorrect? Couldn't it be made as the as the latter? But that Shakara is not a Yai. Shakara not being a yai, that anuswara will remain as it is. Only when a yai follows inside the pada, make a point that yai. Yai is any consonant except the sibilant. Okay. That is why when we were starting to some of these introduction I was giving you, and I was we were looking at one of the mantras from Kathopanishad, we had this usage called gum. Remember? You guys remember? Where the anuswara, we say it as gum. Huh? Do you have that book handy with you? Or let me pull it up. In the, let me pull it up. In the Kathopanishad Bhashyam. Okay. Second Valli, right? You'll tell me what number it is. It is a. Yes, I got it. It is basically the second valli. Second valli means the fifth valli or the second adhyaya. I'll show you. I'll show it to you on the screen here. You remember this? Hagumsaha Shuchishad. Hagumsaha Shuchishad. Okay. Vasurantarikshasad Hota. This Hagum, that gum that you see, is actually an anuswara. Hamsaha. You see? Hansaha, or it is Han. Han Nakara Saha. And then Hansaha, then Padant, Apadanta Nakara becomes Anuswara, becomes Hausaha, right? And in the Shastra, in the Vedas and other places, wherever this Anuswara is followed by a sibilant, that Anuswara becomes Gum. Agumsaha. Okay? Because there is no chance of it becoming a Parasavarna. If it was Parasavarna, if a Yai was following, it would have become Parasavarna. Because Yai is not following, and Sakara, which is a sibilant which is following, it becomes a Gum Saha. So Gum there is the way it is said in chanting. But it is nothing but the Anuswara. Okay? Okay. Let us look at the next verse.
Kalpeshji, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I have a book on Katha Upanishad. It's written by Chinmaya Swamiji, Chinmayananda
yes.
Ji. And in that book, it is written like Hamsaha, not Han. There is no Gum sign.
That is okay. That Gum is what is done while chanting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So you, even though you have an anuswara, it can be made into a gum while chanting.
Okay.
Right? And sometimes many times these books which are published, may not have a way of doing that gum if it's computer published. Right? So then they don't do it. That is one way. Secondly, you look up some text like this, you will find it. Okay. Okay. But you follow, one second. You follow this, right? That when that gum comes, the gum usually comes when the anuswara is not able to become like the parasavarna. That is when a sibilant is following. Okay, go ahead. What is your question? Online?
So, we can use a gum over here.
No, you don't say that way. It is only in the Vedic Veda and the Upanishads and other places where the chanting happens is where you see it. You don't see the gum usages in the classical Sanskrit. In the modern Sanskrit. Okay? Sheetalji, did I answer your question?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You see it only in the Vedic chanting, especially in the Vedic chanting, you'll see that. I get asked this question, what is this gum, right? Which letter is it? It is actually an anuswara. And what type of anuswara? An anuswara. So when you see it, you know what it is. When it is not there, we don't need to bring it. But when you see it, you know that it is actually an anuswara that would have become a parasavarna, but because it's a sibilant that is following, it does not become a parasavarna. Okay. Verse number 6. The next shloka 32-30. Did we do this? One second, okay.
No, we haven't done this.
Okay. One of the book I have does not have this shloka. One of the books has it. We will do it. Doesn't matter. One second. Ha ha. Ha ha. Putrakanadhitam. Okay, this book just doesn't have it. Kodharma Bhagya 2024. Okay, this one also has it. Ha ha. Putrakanadhitam. Gata Sweta Suratrishu. Another book has Sugatai Tasu Ratrishu. Okay, let us use Gatasu. Gata Sweta Suratrishu. Tena Tvam Vidusham Madhye. Panke Gauriva. No, Panke Gauriva Sidasi. Yeah, it is a gau is dirga, gau is dirga, ikara is rasva. So panke gaur iva sidasi. You elongate your dirgas, so the rasvas will automatically follow. Panke gaur iva sidasi. Haha putrakana dhitam. Gata Sweta Suratrishu Tenatvam Vidusham Madhye Panke Gauriva Sidasi. Okay. So this verse or this shloka, let's take up this shloka. Ha ha, the Padachira. Ha ha. It is ha ha. It's a word which is alas, alas. Oh oh. Putraka. Putraka. Na. Adhitam, na adhitam, na adhitam, gatasu, gatasu, etasu, gatasu, etasu, ratrishu. Oh. Ratrishu. Tena, Tvam, Vidusham, Madhye, Panke, Gauhu, Iva, Sidasi, Iva. See the sea. Okay, so here you pay attention that whenever you have this as see the sea, right? This is see the ti, see the taha, see the nti, see the sea. It is Madhyama Purusha Ekochanam. So whenever you see Madhyama Purusha Ekochanam, you should see a Yushmat Pada. And that Yushmat Pada is what? Tvam is your Yushmat Pada. So Tvam see the sea. Okay. And whenever you see this Tvam see the sea, you always try to see around. If you see some usages like this, Putraka. Okay. Putraka is like Hey Rama. Putraka, that ka is that Putra and Putraka is same. Putra eva putraka. But that ka is used usually to sort in a derogatory sense. Or something that is really in a small, right? Something to bring down something. So you are a child. He's not even telling you, oh son. He's saying, oh child. That type of a usage that is. That ka usage. The same thing added with a ka. This ka pratyaya. Okay. So putraka. Putraka means O putraka. Ha ha putraka. Alas, O child. Not son. Okay. Alas, O child. Why is he saying alas, O child? Tvam sidasi. You sit. Okay. Tvam sidasi. But then that sidasi and all that doesn't gel in completely because there's gau, riva, sidasi and all that happens. So we'll come back to that later. Let us do the word by word meaning and see what it means. Okay. Ha ha. This is like, oh my. Oh my God. Oh my. Alas. Right. That is ha ha. The repetition there. Ah ha. Alas. Okay. Putraka. It could be oh God or oh my or alas. Poor child. Poor is not there, but small child. Poor child. Derogate the person. Poor child. Okay. Na. Na means no. There is a dhatu there. The dhatu is not seen there. The dhatu is ing adhyayane. It is always with an upasarga ad, adhi. So adhi, e and ta becomes adhita. Adhi, e and kta. Kta is a pratyaya. It's a krudanta pratyaya. We'll see. Next few classes, we'll see what does we mean by krudanta. So adhyayanam comes from same thing, ing adhyayane, which means to recite. Okay. Adhitam. So not having done the right study. Okay. So here in this case, not gatasu etasu ratrishu. Okay. So gatasu means gam plus kta is gata. Okay. And feminine of gata is gata. Gone. Gone what? Gatasu. In those which have gone. Etasu means in those, these. Eta is etad. Okay. Etad. Etad is your pratipadikam. Becomes eta. So etasu, gatasu, ratrishu. It's an adjective. Ratri is night. Ratrishu means in the night. In the nights. Plural. In the nights. In these nights. Etasu ratrishu. Okay. Gatasu. Gatasu means which have gone. Passed away. Already have gone. Okay. These which have gone. Bygone. Or have already gone. So in these passed away. Gone nights. Okay. Is all seventh case. Okay. In these which nights which have gone by, na adhitam, you have not recited. Who? O putraka. So basically you have not studied what has to be studied. And the nights just passed away. That means you should have studied. Okay, alas, poor child. Okay, you live a life where gatasu ratrishu, etasu, gatasu ratrishu, na adhitam. Okay, you have not recited, basically have not acquired the right knowledge. Tena means it is referring to what the circumstances. Okay, on account of this, tena in this case would be because of this, because of not having studied through the bygone nights or the nights that have gone by. Alas, O child, you child, you. Tvam vidusham madhye. Tvam is you. Vidusham madhye. Vidusha is a people who have learnt. Okay. Vidushaha. And vidusham means amongst the people who are learnt. Means amongst the learned. Okay. Amongst the learned. Vidusham madhye. So amongst the learned, you. Okay, you, amongst the learned, you. Okay, so the there may be a little bit incorrect in the way that he's saying. What it means is that it is not a direct simile. It is not a direct simile. It is a referential simile, and I will explain to you what do I mean by that. Okay, panke gauhu iva. Panka is mud, slush. After that rain, you know, you have this very, very fine mud, right? And in that, the rain happens. It rains heavily and it becomes a slush. And now there is a cow who is in the slush, almost stuck in the slush. Right? So panke gauh iva sidati. Sidasi means sidasi, sida. Okay, is a dhatu that means to sit. Okay. This is a good time for us to look up the dictionary. Sida. She says, see, see the thing. See the, it comes from a dhatu, shadl. Dhatu is shadl. And that shadlu dhatu becomes sida. It shadlu dhatu is something that you should know. Everybody should know. Have you, do you remember where you have seen this dhatu shadlu? You see this dhatu shadlu. I'm sorry. Upanishad. Shadlu visharana gati avasadaneshu. That shad becomes sad. That sad becomes sida. Okay, Upanishad. Shadr dhatu, there the form is sidatu, sida, right? Shadr, let us see if I can get the shadr dhatu itself. Yeah. Sidati. Okay, Sidati, Sidataha, Sidanti, Sidasi, Sidataha, Sidatha, Sidami, Sidavaha, Sidamaha. That is the form. Okay, so in this case, it is Visharana Gatyavasadana, right? It is here, it means to sit, you sit, you, Tvam Sidasi. Okay, so what he is saying, like in the mud, like the cow sits, right? Similar to that, and I'll tell you why the simile is wrong, okay? Similar to that, amongst the learned, you sit. Okay, so what is that comparison? You and cow, sitting is compared with learned and the mud? No, that is not the comparison. The comparison is this, okay? Just like in that slush of the mud, the cow will have difficulty in sitting, okay? Similarly, you will have the same level of difficulty, or rather difficulty to sit amongst the learned. You follow? That difficulty is the simile that is being compared between the cow in the slush, in the mud, versus you who is not done the adhyayanam in the nights that have gone by. Ha ha putraka, alas, O poor child, na aditam, having not recited or not acquired the knowledge, okay, you did not acquire the knowledge. Gatasu etasu ratrishu, gatasu bygone, Ratrishu, nights, in these nights that have gone by, tena, on account of that, tvam, you, okay, will have difficulty amidst learned folks. Will have difficulty, or which you will come to grief amidst society of learned, vidusham madhye, amidst folks who are learned, okay. Just like a cow, gauhu, cow, you see, cow, gauhu, panke, in the mud, see the sea, is stuck or is sits in the mud, sitting in the mud or is sits in the mud. The cow sits in the mud, it's like the cow sits in the mud or cow is stuck in the mud. You will find grief or you will have grief to sit amongst the folks who are learned. Okay, you follow? The simile is not between the cow and the mud and the person and the learned. Okay? The simile is the difficulty. The difficulty is the similarity. Okay? You want to do the... Why don't you just note down so that I don't have to... You know, I think it's a good idea for you to write the verse, the shloka beforehand in the paper somewhere, right? In your thing, in your paper or whatever. You write the shlokas in your paper. You can always see this also, right? Just write it up. And do the padachheda also. Try to do the padachheda on your own. So you will know how to do the padachheda. And then keep some gap there. And then when I say in the class here, you can sort of write down. So that will reduce my typing. Okay. And the reason why I had to reduce my typing is that we can cover more topics. Okay. So we will try this tomorrow onwards. Whenever we do that, we'll try this. Okay. So I will tell you, ha ha, both of them are indeclinables. They're avyaya. Okay. Ha is avyaya. The other ha is also avyaya. Putraka. Putraka is vocative. Okay. Masculine vocative singular. Are you guys writing? Online friends, are you guys noting down also? Then I don't need to type.
Yeah, we are writing.
Okay, good. Masculine, nominative, singular. No, vocative, singular. He putraka. He putraka, he putrakau, he putrakaha. So, he there is used to indicate that it is vocative. He Rama, he Ramau, he Ramaha. That he is not actually part of it. He is used to indicate that it is vocative. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, he Rama, he Ramau, he Ramaha. The difference between the Ramaha and He Rama is there's no visarga. Okay. Similarly, in Putraka, there's no visarga there. It's not because of a sandhi rule. That visarga was never there because it is vocative. He Rama, He Putraka, alas, O poor child. He's calling out. This vocative means abhimukhi karanam, to get somebody to face towards you. Okay, is vocative. Na is undeclinable, indeclinable or non-declinable. Adhitam is a past passive participle. No doubt. It's a PPP. Past passive participle. And past passive participle is represented by this pratyaya. I will tell you. It's represented by this pratyaya called kta or ktavattu. Let's say kta. Kta is your past passive participle. Kta. So you'll see this usage ta, adhita. After the dhatu, you'll have the ta. Gata. Gam dhatu becomes gata. So there, gata is actually gam plus kta. Becomes ga plus ta. The feminine of this becomes gata. Why is it feminine? Why is it feminine? Huh? Because the I is there, it's feminine. Right? That is correct. Two. Yeah. The I is there, it's feminine, is not why it is feminine. I say that it is feminine. It is feminine because it is an adjective to Ratri. Okay. Ratri, night is feminine. The word Ratri is feminine. Night is not feminine. The word Ratri is feminine. And because Ratri is feminine, Ratrishu and Gatasu is an adjective to Ratrishu. Yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhakti visheshasya. Tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhakti visheshanasyapi. So visheshya and visheshana, the linga and vachanam will be always, mostly, will be same. Okay. So Gatasu Ratrishu. Gatasu Ratrishu. Then Etasu. Eta. The pratipadikam of eta is etad. Etad is pratipadikam. Okay, etad means this. Etad. You have to know this word etad. Have you heard this word etad? Have you heard this word tad? Okay. And etad? Yes? Okay. Etad. What I'm trying to show you. Okay, let's go to Shabda Manjari for a minute. Okay, it's part of the Sarvanama Shabda. Etad. Etad, what is the page number? Etad. Eshaha, etau, ete. It's a pullinga. Okay. Strilinga is esha. Okay. Then eta, etasu. Right? Etasu is here. You follow this? Etasu. Strilinga saptami bahuvachanam. So etasyam, etayoho, enayoho, etasu. The masculine would have been etasmin. Again, eteshu, eteshu. Neuter also eteshu, by the way. Shesham pumvat. Okay, etat. Now, this etasu means this. Okay, tad also means that, by the way. Tad is that. There is actually a nice write-up here. Etad is used when a person or a thing is nearer still. Okay, what is he trying to say? One second, okay. So this is a different version of Shabda Manjari. Let me give you the what I'm trying to say here. Okay. Idamastu. Let me type it up. Idamastu. Sannikrishtam.
That's on prior page 58.
Okay, wonderful. You have it there?
Yeah.
Yes. Damastu sannikrishtam. That's on page number 58. Samipataravarti cha etadoho rupam. Etado rupam. Okay. Idamastu sannikrishtam samipataravarti chaitado rupam. Adasastu viprakrishtam taditi parokshe vijaniyat. Okay. So there are these words. Idam. Idam shariram kaunteya. This. Adas. Adas also this. Etad also this. Tad also, tad is probably that. Okay. Iti chaturnam shabdanam artha vedaha. Okay. So these four words have got some differences. Okay. Artha vedaha. What is the difference in the meaning of these words? Okay. So idam is used when a person of thing is near in hand. Sannikrishta. So idam, this body is very near, right? So idam shariram. Okay, so idam, it is near. It is not you. Okay, that is the point there. It is nearer. That is why it is used, idam is used. So idam means this is idam pustakam. That book, tat pustakam. So this and that. So there is a difference between. In some English and Sanskritam also same. Idam, this is idam, that is that. Okay. So idamahatu means the meaning of idam shabda, sannikrishtam, something that is nearby. Okay. Then he says what? Samipataravarti cha etador rupam. Etad, when you say, it is still nearer than idam. Etad. Etad is this. Here. Etad. There is something that is nearer, idam. But this is etad. Nearer, nearer, etad. Etad means you're able to point to it. Okay. I'm just telling you what, I'm just explaining what it is. Okay. This usage may not be exactly same. Sometimes, if it is nearer also, you can use idam. It is still nearer, right? But just give you a difference between what is the meaning there, right? Especially, I want to know what is tad and others that you have to know. What does it mean? So, idamahatu, idam means something that is nearer. Sannikrishtam. Sannikrishtam is something that is nearer. Samipatara. Tara means nearer, even nearer than idam. Samipataravarti cha etado rupam. Okay, etado. So, something that is etad is still nearer. Okay. Adastastu viprakrishtam. Okay. So, adast is used for something that is far away. Adas. Okay. Far away, but still visible. You follow? Far away, but still visible. Then you will use adas. The usage, if at all you say, if you remember, asau adityaha. Okay, asau adityaha. So adityaha asau, you would say that sun, or will you say this sun? Okay, that is a question for you. You can resolve at home, homework. But adas asau is, even though it is far, it is visible. You can feel the sun. Okay, so asau adityaha. Okay, so that is where asav is used. Asav is the masculine singular of adas shabda. So adas shabda. Asav aditya viprakrishtam. Tad iti parokshe vijaniya. Tad is meant for something which is para iksha. Somebody else is a witness. That means you don't see that. That person. That person means not somebody who is visible. Okay, once it's visible, then you have to use either nearer, you have to use etad or idam. Okay, but if it's far away, you will use adas. Right? But if it is somebody visible to somebody else, that means not visible to you, not in front of your senses, right? In front of your, not paroksha. Okay, so not paroksha, it is aparoksha. Aparoksha is in front of you, but paroksha means para. Para aksha, somebody else is able to see them. Okay. So then you will use tad. Tad iti parokshe vijaniyat. So by that, you cannot say, eshaha putraha, saha devadattaha. You cannot do that usage. You follow? I cannot say sa, right? I cannot say that because she's right in front of me. So I cannot use the tad shabda. That shabda is supposed to be used for something that is not in front of me. However, it's put a blind eye on, in the sense like it's not strictly followed. But just something that you want to know. So that is why am I saying this? Is because the usage here is eta, etasu. So etasu is from etat shabda, feminine. Why feminine again? Because it is an adjective to ratri. Okay, then let us look at you got the meaning, right? I think every one of the word is covered. No, actually the remainder of the word, tena. Tena is third case, by that. It's neuter, tat shabda, tena. Tena, tena, tabhyam, taihi. Okay, tat shabda. Tvam is yushmat shabda, tvam. Vam, yuvam, yuyam. Okay, vidusham. Vidushaha, vidusha is akaranta pumlinga, vidusha shabdaha. This is sixth case, vidusham. Sixth case, bahuvachanam, plural. Okay, this shashti is called nirdharana shashti. Amongst is called nirdharana shashti. Vidusham madhye. Madhye is locative singular of the Pratipadika Madhya, locative singular, seventh case, Madhye, in the midst of Vidusham, in the midst of the learned. Okay, Panka. Panka, Panke is again seventh case. In the mud. Pankaja. Pankaja is something that is born out of Panka. The lotus is called Pankaja. So Panke means Saptami. In the mud. Gauhu. Gauhu. Gauhu is the Pratipadikam is go. Go is your Pratipadikam, which means cow. Iva. Iva is an avyaya. See the sea. See the sea comes from Dhatu Shad. Shadr Visarana Gatyava Sadhaneshu. Becomes Sidati, Sidataha, Sidanti, Kartari, Latlakara, Madhyam Purusha, Ekvachanam. Are you following everything? Every word that we have said? Most of the words that we have said, everybody follow? That is a good achievement because in so many weeks, right, all these topics that we have introduced, they're all coming together now. See the sea. Okay? Okay, let's say the next shloka. Again, I'm expecting you tomorrow onwards, you will type up this thing in front of you and be ready to directly note down. Okay? Ahara nidra bhayamaitunani. Am I saying the right way? Okay, yeah, I think maybe it's the right way. Okay, before ahara, there is something. Tat katham idanim ete mama putra gunavantaha kriyantam yataha. Okay. Katham idani. So the next, there's one phrase there in the book. Tat katham. So then how? How? In what manner? Idani. Now. Ete mama putraha. My these sons. Gunavantaha kriyantam. How do I make them virtuous? Gunavantam. Having virtue. How do I make them virtuous? The story continues further. The king is now thinking, right? Is that these sons of mine, in what way should I make them virtuous? Right? And then the next shloka comes. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha. Samanyametat pashubhir naranam. Samanyametat pashubhir naranam dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshah. Okay, I have a part of Veda, but let's say what I'm saying. Dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshah. Dharmena hina pashubhissamana. Jnanam naranam adhiko visheshah. Jnanena hina pashubhissamana. Jnanena hina pashubhissamana. Got it? Okay, this meter is Trishtubh meter. Like Sheetalji had mentioned last time. This is how Trishtubh meter is said. Bhagavad Gita contains the two meters, right? Anushtubh and Trishtubh. This is Trishtubh meter. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunani samanyametat pashubhir naranam jnanam naranam adhiko visheshah jnanena hina pashubhir samanah. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Any questions?
Yes, Kalpesh ji, this Padmini here. I have a question.
Hey, 1 second, okay? There's two questions, okay? Padmini ji, just hold on.
Okay.
Yes, PPP, past passive participle. The kta pratyaya, it brings in the meaning of past participle. It's a past passive participle. Okay. How is past passive participle? We'll study them. But kta. Gata. Gata means gone. Gam means to go. Gata means to gone. Right? And then adhyayanam. Adhyayati. Right? Adha-i-i. Ing adhyayane. Adhyayane means to recite. Adhita means recited. Na adhita means not recited. That past aspect is what is brought in by the kta pratyaya. Muncha means to give. Mukta means is given up. Right? Somebody who is mukta. You see? Drush means to see. Drushta. Drushta, drashta, it becomes drashta. There's a variation. Not drashta, drashta. Something that is seen. Like the drushya. Okay. So that what is seen is in the past tense. That past passive participle is what the kta pratyaya is. Okay. It is declined. Kta pratyaya gets declined. We'll see that. We'll see when I think next week I'll introduce you to what is called as vritti. Pancha vrittayaha. When we look at the vrittis, krut vritti, tadita vritti, samasa vritti, ekashesha vritti, right? That is vrittis. The vritti, once you know, those are how complex words are formed. Okay, so when we study that, we will look at it. And there, the krut vritti is a mechanism by which how primary derived nouns are formed. And that primary derived nouns, is a derived noun. They're called krut pratyayas. And those words are called krudanta shabdas. Then there are secondary derived nouns, which are tadrita shabdas. Okay? So krut, tadrita, samasa. Okay? And those we will study in the next week. Next Tuesday or next Wednesday, right? We will do that. Go ahead, Padmini ji, what is your question?
Yes, Kalpesh ji. This ka pratyaya you added here to the putraka, it is added. Is it
yes.
Specially for putra or any like balaka is also from added?
Yes, balaka also, yes. Yes, you're right. Okay. This ka pratyaya is a general usage there, not meant only for putra. For other nouns also it is added. It is added sometimes into mean something that is really small.
Okay.
So balaha could be a boy. Balaka would be a small boy.
Okay.
Okay. Or sometimes it is added in the meaning of not so much of not so much of respect. There's some disrespect also involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then also the ka pratyaya is used. There is multiple ways, meanings in which the ka pratyaya is brought in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Namo Namaha.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Namo Namaha.